Well, speaking of questions, Miss Hadley, are you ready to get grilled, girl?
Oh, by you, my dear. Grill me, grill me.
Well, here we go with these hot seat questions.
Hot all
Miss
grill action.
Grill on grill action. I love it. Miss Hadley, what are the ways that a sub can serve you to prove their devotion to you?
Oh. Honestly, like brass tacks answer to that, show up. Show up. If you want to prove that you're devoted, the best way to do that is being where you can act on that feeling of commitment or devotion. And if I
Excellent. Make
don't
sure that you
ever,
are where you say you're going to be.
yeah, show up, be where you say you're gonna be, do what you say you're gonna do, and don't make me question your commitment. I mean, I understand life happens, but yeah. But show
Consistency
up.
is key with Miss Hadley submissives.
Yes.
What is
Yes.
your favorite style of session to do, and what is your least favorite type of session to do?
I think the least favorite session is easier to answer. So I pride myself truly on being focused enough and paying enough attention to generally be able to lean into what somebody is hoping for when they within the context of LDW. If you actually belong to me, then it is whatever the hell I feel like doing, but we've already talked about that 100 times. So the least favorite, I think, is when people don't necessarily know what they want, and they just tell me, like, mistress, whatever you want. And I always hesitate at that point because if their hope is that I will virtually or any other way bring them to a dungeon sex party and have them set up in the middle of the room and used as a party favor, and they tell me anything I want, and what I want today is to talk about my impact play astrology fetish, and they're not going to have a good time. So, unless you really know me and just really giving yourself over, even if it's boring and tedious and you find it hard to listen to and stupid, you're not going to have a good call. So, I don't like that, not necessarily because I'm not enjoying myself, but because I don't. I want my brand, our brand collectively and mine personally, to be premium, to be an experience of excellence as often as I can make it that way. And the more input I have, which I think leads over to the favorite kind of call, the more input I have, the easier it is for me to get us where we both need to go. 'Cause I fucking love that. If somebody's on the phone and they're just like a whining, gooning, babbling, boneless, ragged mess by the end of our session. I am so happy. I will ride that high for days. I love that. I truly, truly, truly do. And I can't do that if you don't tell me who you are and what you want and where you would like for us, because I can get us there. Got the skill set and the experience. But if you don't tell me where the destination might be, we might end up at the top of the wrong mountain.
Right. Have an idea of what you want. Don't just leave it up to us, because it'll help you get to where
Exactly.
you want to go if you have some idea. Like, you don't have to have it figured out, but just some idea does help. I
Yeah, like
100%
Harper
hear
just
you on
said, they
that.
can start by tossing out their top three fantasies and,
Yes, that is a
pick and
good
choose
place to
what I
start.
want from those things and mix and match that to my liking. I'm all about that for sure, but you gotta tell me which direction her boots are facing or we're never gonna get out the door.
I would agree. And I also want to say, first of all, I don't think anything could ever be, what did you say, boring, dull and boring or whatever. I can't imagine you ever being dull and boring. Now, can it be off topic from what they're really looking for if they don't tell you? Yes. But what I think is worse is I think a lot of times they know what they want, but they're afraid to say what they want.
There you go.
You run into that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you answered the why part of the question, so I'll just move on to the next one.
Okay.
Let's say Miss Constance is naked in front of you.
Oh, yes, let's say that.
What's the first thing you would say, and what is the first thing you would do?
I wouldn't be able to say anything because my face would be motorboating those perfect boobs.
Your mouth would be otherwise occupied.
Yeah.
Excellent answer to that question. You said previously that you sometimes do GFE or girlfriend experience calls, but you are a dom. Does it go against your dominant sensibilities to give a blowy, or do you just not?
Yeah, I remember that conversation I was talking about, and somebody in the comments made that inquiry.
I know some people see that as submission, but
yeah, and I disagree with that.
Right?
If you think a blowy is always a submissive act, you have clearly never been anywhere near me. But I did a workshop once on how to perform fellatio from a dominant perspective. That was a lot of fun. If I'm doing a GFE call, a girlfriend experience call, it's still me as the girlfriend. So if you want a submissive girlfriend experience, you're going to have to, I'm bad at it. I don't know if it'd be dull and boring, but it would not be what you're looking for. I've tried, I'm not going to be good at it. I don't feel good about it. So I just don't do them. But yeah, if I'm doing a girlfriend experience call, it's still Hadley that you're going out with. So it's going to be the kind of girlfriend experience you would get if I were actually your girlfriend. So the mewling, kitten-y sort of wide-doe-eyed active submission that I wish the hell I could do. Oh, I can't do it. I look false. People always, people laugh if I try to make like, but
please, you're like, this is not you, Hadley.
Yeah, it's like, no.
This is not who you are.
Stop it. Yeah, I'm bad at it. So,
like when I told you to get on your knees.
And I had to mute myself because I was laughing too hard to respond at all. So,
but I was being sensual. I wasn't being dominant.
Well, Ms. Hadley, that I'm going to have that be your last question because it looks like we're kind of on our last few minutes of time, but it was really nice grilling you. And I hope everyone learned a little bit more about Ms. Hadley and also that blowjobs, they can be a power exchange. Like Krista said in the comments, they can be such a power exchange if you do it right.
I've never given a blowy where the owner of the penis wouldn't do whatever I wanted for me to not stop. That's power right there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, since we are reaching the end of our show, I just wanted to make a couple of announcements. Sissy Pageant will be in July, July 19th, I believe. And if you would like to be a part of our annual Sissy Pageant this year, all you need to do is do a 30-minute call with the mistress of your choosing and let your dispatcher know who you did the call with and all that good stuff. And you will be entered. If you have any more questions, please refer to the dailycock.com about the 2025 EE Sissy Pageant. We're also running a special this month to celebrate Pride. All 60-minute calls are $150. So if you enjoy long calls, make sure you get in on that special. Also, I'd like to reiterate that our Mistress of the Month this year is Miss Hunter. So if you do a 10-minute or longer session with her, you'll get 5 minutes added to your call. So take advantage of that. Hunter is a lot of fun, if you haven't already gathered that from everything that she said during this. Did any of the other mistresses have anything that they wanted to promote or shout out
before I do. We say goodnight? I do. Join Horse School Sunday the 15th at 11 p.m. Eastern, because Miss Bianca is going to be joining me to talk about cuckolding.
Oh, yes. That sounds like fun.
Wow. I may have to try to stay up for that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be there for that, because Miss Bianca's so hot anyway.
Mm-hmm. With those legs, yes.
I know.
Guys, spend you some time with Bianca, too. There's some really awesome ladies here. Make sure you get in time with Miss Bianca, Miss Hunter, and tune in to Horror School.
You'll learn something. Yes. You'll learn to be a better whore.
Yes.
That's right. Miss Harper's going to learn you good.
Does learn, I think.
Well, on that note, thank you everyone for coming out to our show tonight. I am the Melodic Masturbatrix, Michelle. You can find me at themasturbatrix.com. And again, thank you all for joining us for this wonderful Friday the 13th edition of our Rune June series. And we hope to see you next week for our next topic, when Miss Demi will be talking about ruined orgasms, I believe. So make sure you show up for that. See you all next week.
Good night, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Bye, everyone.
Everybody have a good one.